Good morning, listen to floridaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guests are Dave Ekelaar, who's actually the big of Big Bob's, and Scott Perrin. How you guys doing?
Healthy. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you, Scott?
Doing very good, Kemp. Thank you.
Appreciate you being with us. We're actually in Chattanooga at the Chattanoogan at your annual convention. And once again, it's been a very enlightening. It's the end of the second day. I'm sure you guys are tired. But tell our listeners real quick, we've just been through a really rough year, 2009. How have your members fared in the past year?
Well, last year our message was tough times don't last, tough people do. Well, if they're here, it's because they're tough people, because the tough times are still here. And what are we going to do? We're going to have to do something different if we're going to maintain our market share and survive and pay our bills. We just can't do it the same way we've done it before. It just has to keep changing and growing and getting better.
Well, but I asked you before this interview, I mean, you actually, when I say have you fared, you still got about the same number of members as you had this time last year, right?
We lost one member, closed his doors, and we've lost a couple other stores. And we had a moratorium, so we weren't trying to grow. We weren't trying to put in more members out on the street.
At this meeting, just to talk of the highlights real quick, I mean, you both guys, you're sitting here in pink shirts. Tell us about this whole pink thing.
Well, Think Pink is something we thought up as the motto or the theme for our convention this year, simply because we have recognized, even as a value proposition, that we deal with a consumer who is female 85% of the time, and that she's making the buying decisions in the home. So as we do every year, we have a theme. This year it's Think Pink. We brought in some speakers to address these issues, including Christine Whittemore, who many people in the industry know from Simple Marketing Now. And they addressed all of the ideals that we have about our woman customer, what we're going to be doing going forward to service that person. And that's the unique part about our convention this year, is we're not talking about sales, we're talking about service.
Well, I got to admit, you know, Big Bob's, and you start talking about the female side. I mean, you actually have done a little bit of research, haven't you, to kind of figure out exactly what the women's perception is after they've come in and shopped at your store.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that's really cool, Kemp, about what's happening with Big Bob's is that we're finally getting our due, in the sense that the economy is driving people into our stores purely because value is the new word, and we're transparent about value with our message. And the reality is, now that we're getting to be playing into the hands of the consumer that maybe normally wouldn't be into a value-driven store. And the interesting part about it is, even the mid to high-end groups or other retailers across the country are now trying to find a way to be the value store in their area, because value is the new word of the day.
In the past, we wanted to be known as cheap. Now we want to be known as value. Years ago, not that many years ago, people would go into the grocery stores and buy a $3 box of cereal. Well, today that same consumer is going to Costco and buying a $12 bag of cereal. It's not that they're not going to spend money. It's that they want much better value for their money. And we think we are that value proposition. We have positioned ourselves to be in the right place at the right time. One of the reasons why in Kansas City we had a 37% increase of sales, same-store sales, over last year, is because we're taking advantage of our unique position in the market.
And when you said Costco, we call it the Costco effect, because in our market we have those stores. But the reality is, our stores are set up very much like a Costco, and so that the consumer, they're used to be only used to going to a store that had samples and displays and all that, is now very, very keen on buying out of stores that look like warehouses. In fact, they approve of it and they admire it. So it's not a unique environment for the customer, the woman shopper anymore, to go in and buy out of a warehouse concept. So again, without anything that we've done, the economy played this customer right into our hands.
Our sales are down on special order deck board sales. We're selling a bigger percentage of our sales. I think it's up to now like 94% of our sales are inventory sales, where it used to be as low as 4 years ago, it was down to 90%. So we're selling more and more of our sales are inventory, because that's the perception of the best values.
So what you're telling me is, and it was one of the questions I had for you, is that as we've heard, the consumer that's out there right now, she's the bargain hunter. You're just, I mean, Big Bob's outlet, that's outlet word, you're really well positioned for that. You know, one of the things that I look around, I see your membership, you know, I see Aaron Perner, I see, you know, several of these guys that are either big CCA members, and they've come to you and because they want to have both things in the market. They want to have an upsale store in the right areas of town, and they want to have an outlet store. So, I mean, that's the way a lot of your members have set themselves up, isn't it?
We have probably seven of our members are doing over $20 million a year in their retail businesses, and some of it's Big Bob's. But Big Bob is their line extension without a contamination. It allows them to go after a different part of the market share without contaminating the existing market they've already had. And this is one of the reasons why we are being sought after by a lot of the high-end traditional retailers.
All right. Well, let's talk about as we move forward. You know, I was just at Carpet One the other day, and I heard Eric Demery talking about the fact that he was going from defense to offense. He said they're going to change gears and step down on the pedal. Is that the attack that you guys are taking?
I don't think we ever call it defense or offense. I think we just do business. We service people. We have a model, very clean, very simple, easy model. And of course, we can never claim to be what some of the other groups are. We don't intend to try and go and mix it up with them because they are a different model with a different consumer, a different mindset entirely. What we do well. We buy well. We give great value to the customer. We have very little in the way of fees in our group. So we can run a very lean, tight ship with our members, and our advertising is unique. If you'll see, you've seen, the advertising that we run in our stores and what's available to our members as part of our agreements with them is just something that drives people into the store, gives them a reason to believe and perceive that we are a value store, and then we seal that deal when they come in the store. We truly are who we say we're going to be, including our website. I mean, everything that we do, we mirror exactly the image we're trying to portray, and that's why we're successful. And so we don't need to change our tactics. It's not, okay, you know, now we're going to go this route this year. Oh, no, we're going to go back to this deal this year. We just stay true to who we are, and that's what's made us successful.
I'll tell you one of the big changes that we've come up with. We're no longer going to sell customers. We've stopped selling customers. We don't have sales training anymore. See, sales is a trained skill. We don't want to do selling anymore. What we want to do is we want to start servicing our customers. And that's an attitude. And so we're concentrating more on the attitude of how to take care of customers rather than the sales of what to sell them. It's going to be a lot less aggressive. It is going to be a lot more conciliatory. We're going to start answering the phone with a smile. It is going to be WYW, what can we do for you? The answer is yes. Service always comes first. We are going to take care of our customers. Customer service, give it away free and freely. Customer service is no longer a high-end commodity. We think we can give away customer service at a cash and carry store that rivals any other organization in the country.
And we have adopted an ideal that we call Crown the Customer. It came from a book that we all read called The Breakthrough Company, which is fantastic. And in there is a talk about crowning the company, which takes away the, you know, ivory tower and the CEO sitting up high and all that. But we took it one step further. We said, no, don't crown the company, crown the customer. Without the customer, the company does not exist. You can see we're wearing it on the pins that we're wearing it on our shirts. And this is a unique ideal for some, but for us, it's our mainstay. It's what drives this company.
All right, as we look at 2010, I heard you say before we did this interview, you actually have a pretty aggressive plan for next year. What is that?
Well, last year it was survive and gain market share. This year it's to grow by 20%. We know there's a lot of folks out there hanging on by their just hanging on as best they can. And we feel the more we market share we pick up, the more difficult it is for some of them to survive, and the less competition there's going to be out there, the more profitable we can become. It's not so much about chasing profits as it is market share. Right now, we think market share is king. So we want to figure out what our nut is, what our fixed overheads are, sell it at a lower gross profit margin, but pick up market share, pick up market share, pick up market share. And we're trying to grow our business 20% this year.
All right, and you're actually, I think you're checking the moratorium off a new membership, aren't you?
Moratorium's off new membership. By the way, when I say market share, and forget about the gross profit margin, last year with a 37% increase of business, we did it at a 54% gross profit margin, down from 56%. So it's not like we're giving it away cheap. We're still making money.
All right, guys. I appreciate you being with us. So we've been talking to Scott Perrin, who's president of Big Bob's, and to Big Bob himself, the CEO, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.